Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. I don't know where Lucy Arnaz went. It's not like her, so I hope everything is okay with her and her family. But in the meantime, what's coming up is Dog Bite Prevention Week. And I am a part of an event that's happening that is being hosted by the American Veterinary Medical Association. All sorts of insurance experts will be there, as well as from the American Humane Association, an expert on both child welfare and animal welfare and emergency response. And also this lady, Victoria Stilwell from It's Me or the Dog on Animal Planet. Hi, Victoria.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Well, thank you very much for jumping in last minute. But I know you feel very passionately about dog bite prevention. Dog Bite Prevention Week is just around the corner. The 11th of April is when this event is. You can go to the American Veterinary Medical Association website, avma.org. It's a Facebook Live event. It's free. Or maybe more simply, just simply my website, stevedale.tv. And you can find a link where you can join in on April 11th. 1:30 Central Time is the event. Dog bite prevention. I think the key word there is prevention, Vic. Can most dog bites be prevented?
Well, they can. And that's the reason why we do this. And, well, we sort of raise awareness and we work hard to sort of spread education. But the tragedy of most dog bites is that they are preventable.
Right. And you and I will be talking about something called, loosely speaking, consent. And here's what I mean. You're walking down the street without a dog or with your own dog. It doesn't matter. And you have a child with you, or maybe you don't have a child with you. Either which way, you're walking down the street, and we've always been taught, you see a dog walking coming the other way, ask the person, the handler, with that dog, can I pet your dog? I mean, and that's the right thing to do. What we've not thought about is asking the dog. I know that sounds crazy, but you and I feel the same way about it, that this is something we are going to begin to seriously talk about.
Yes, and look, there's a lot of emphasis on getting dogs to do things for us. Dogs live with us for our own pleasure, for our own comfort. We love sharing our lives with them. So, of course, we can go up and say hello to any dog because dogs are cute, right? Well, we spend so much time, I think, telling our dogs what to do that we actually forget to listen. And what I mean by listen is actually watching them and understanding them and observing them and allowing them to tell you, look, you know what? I don't want this person petting me, or I don't want you to pet me. And when we talk about consent, which of course is a loaded word, we're literally talking about, let's say, I don't know, I go into a room where there's a dog and I go up straight away and bend down and pet the dog on the head. Well, other people do that. I don't do that because what I do is I go into a room and then I wait and see if the dog wants to come over to be petted. And I'm going to wait for it to come over to me. And then if it wants to engage with me, then I might reach down and stroke it for a couple of seconds and then I'll stop. If dog decides to stay with me and leans into me, maybe he or she is saying they want to be pet more. But if they walk away, they're telling me, okay, I'm done. And that's what we're talking about. Consent is actually watching body language, understanding what dogs are trying to say, and allowing them the choice of whether to say hello or whether to move away. But most of the time, when they're outside, dogs are on the lead, and it's fine for their human caregiver to say, yeah, you can pet my dog. But then, before you pet any dog, you have to watch the dog. Does the dog give consent or not?
You know, I wonder if you'll agree with this. I was just asked, as you are all the time, to answer, and this was via email rather than a phone conversation, for a print story about training dogs, and I don't even remember what the specifics were. And as I was writing, I thought, you know what? I think we ought to stop using the term train and better use the word teach.
Oh, my gosh. I am so happy you said that. look, we've come a long way in our understanding of dogs, but we're still fixated on this task orientated. You do, I say you do, you get a treat, or I say you do, and you're expected to do it, right? That is so much task orientated, and that is training. Well, we really have to move towards teaching. That idea of teaching, which is less task orientated and more understanding the emotional lives of dogs. Why? Because there are more dogs in the United States of America than ever before, over 90 million dogs. They're living in our homes. Whether you have a dog or not, like them or not, you or your child is going to be around a dog at some point. And you better hope that they are emotionally stable. And that's when we're talking about teaching versus training, the way that we teach our dogs in a humane way, in a positive way, in a kind way. We reduce stress, we reduce anxiety, we increase confidence, we lower the potential of a bite from happening. But if we're fixated on task-orientated, getting dogs to do, using awful things like shock collars and choke collars and prong collars to teach our dogs how to walk and how to behave, we are truly barking up the wrong tree, and we are creating dogs that are less emotionally stable, have more anxieties and more stresses. And it's just, I mean, you ask any trainer who's a positive trainer worth their salt, and they're going to say exactly the same thing. They're seeing more and more dogs with anxiety issues.
Our telephone number is 312-981-7200. This is Victoria Stilwell, dog trainer extraordinaire, dog behavior consultant, as well as host of several shows in the UK, here in the US on Animal Planet. It's me or the dog. You can text your questions or comments too. And one text here says, well, don't I need to show my dog who's boss?
Well, it depends on what kind of boss you want to be. Do you want to be a boss that is feared? And the dog will do things for you because the dog is worried about what you're going to do if that dog doesn't do what you say? Do you want to be that kind of boss? Or do you want to be the boss that's respected and that the dog wants to be with and the dog has a great relationship with and that you work well together and the dog's going to listen to you? That's what I say. Look, you human, you can make the choice. But you see, I would rather my dog do something for me or with me because it wants to, because I make it feel good, rather than you have to do this. And, you know, we get so much more buy-in from dogs when we treat them well, and as well we see less bites. I'm sorry to say it, but the dominance trainers out there, the people who think, oh, they got to be pack leaders or teach people to be pack leaders, because a lot of people don't know, and they hire trainers without understanding what that trainer is going to do to their dog. I mean, if we're going to go down the punitive route, you're going to get a dog that's going to bite more. I mean, that's fact.
Well, she is so darn eloquent. You can hear more of her and other experts on April 11th at 1:30 Central Time. The link, if you're on Facebook, you can do this. Simply go to my website, stevedale.tv, and it's absolutely free. And we're going to have a conversation just like this, except there'll be lots of other people there too, including the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Jose Arce, a representative of the American Humane Association, from State Farm Insurance. Heather Paul will be there talking about, oh, you know what? The breed really doesn't matter. And much more than that, again, that's April 11th. I know you're in the middle of moderating seminars, Victoria. So thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome, Steve.
She's the best. She really is, Victoria Stilwell, and I'm thrilled to call her a friend, and she is. Victoria Stilwell will be a part of this discussion on April 11th.